Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
And Fermin swings, sends it in the air to center field. Routine for Pete Crow Armstrong. Backpedaling, he's got room, he makes the catch, and the Cubs have won this National League wild card 2-1 as the Padres' 2025 season comes to a close with a ninth inning rally that fell just short.
They put guys on, they gave themselves an opportunity at the end, but they come up short. Cubs will advance to play the Brewers.
And Manny's going to cruise. That's what's it.
We should probably bring back that whole embarrassing, cringe-worthy Padres video. Hilarious. Welcome back. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 today. There is going to be some football conversation on the show. We're going to talk with Olin Kreutz at 4 o'clock. Dan Wiederer, Weedsy, is going to join us at 5. Matt Walsh is going to be in studio with us in the next segment. Excited to see him and talk to him about his new project, The Unexpected.
And the Bears. He was at Bears Raiders in Vegas and the stadium and the whole schmear. But yeah, Padres showing their backside on the way out of that series. And you heard Tony Gwynn Jr., who sounds exactly like Tony Gwynn Sr.
He sure does.
It's like, it is jarring how much he does. But the Padres, they did some embarrassing-ish. There's the video of the umpires leaving through the visiting dugout at Wrigley.
And the Padres are waiting for him.
Dude, just laying into them and going off about the strike call to Xander Bogaerts against Brad Keller. Interesting thing on that, by the way, I was just looking at somebody had tweeted, I just retweeted it, the Baseball Savant strike zone graphic on their website actually has that as a strike in the bottom corner of the zone. This ABS system next year,
it could be problematic.
It could be a little bumpy.
So the Brewers had a practice yesterday.
Okay.
And in the practice, they had like an intra-squad game, right?
That's the Phillies did that for 30,000 people, by the way.
So what happened with the Brewers is they were using the system. So they had an umpire behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
Hmm.
And each pitch was getting reviewed. And they were giving the umpire the business for all of the calls that he was getting wrong.
That's interesting.
They were doing it jokingly. But it was still interesting to see that play out, like that dynamic play out. Next year could be not fun.
Yeah, it's going to be, there's going to be a learning curve and there's going to be a lot of conversation at the beginning. But this year is still going on. You mentioned that the Brewers might not have somebody as part of their roster moving forward.
They will not have Brandon Woodruff. He will not be available to them in this series. They think that he might be able to join them if they were to make the World Series.
That's a big, the World Series, wow. So not even next round if they make it through. That's a big deal. Brandon Woodruff, who was an absolute beast as a starter when healthy, was available before last season, but he was definitely going to be hurt all last year. And I remember there were rumors of the Cubs maybe thinking about it. The Brewers did it. They paid him last year and he didn't pitch. And then he didn't pitch until midway through this year, but then he was great. He was really, really good. And the whole two-year investment was about having him for this moment right here. So that's a big blow to them that he's not going to be available. He was probably game two starter for them if he was healthy.
Freddy Peralta to start game one, and then it's between Priester and Jose Quintana for game two.
God, that's unbelievable, isn't it? Quinn Priester's a great story. They made that trade with the Red Sox early on. That's a local kid from the Chicagoland area. Grew up a huge Cubs fan, so that could be juicy. He's been really good for them this year.
So, yeah, the Padres themselves kind of embarrassed themselves a little bit. Tanny wanted to run through it, and I support that he wants to run through it. So let's – I don't know if – with the Arise thing, I'm kind of stuck. I'm kind of stuck on the Arise thing on whether it was hustling or not.
He hits the line drive to Swanson.
And thinks Dansby, he's out.
He thinks he's out. He thinks Dansby goes up and gets it. So he pulls up.
Yeah. But still, let's hear it anyway.
Here's the 1-1. Luis swings, lines it sharply up the middle. Swanson had it, dropped it, picks it up, throws to first in time. And I don't think Arise was running all the way. Swanson jumped up in the air to make a great play, but it kind of squeaked out of his mitt. And still able to reach down, pick it up, and throw Luis out. And Arise might have been halfway to the dugout.
Luis was kind of already rounding, thinking it was going to be a single. Dansby skies to get it. Comes out of his glove and is able to kind of regroup, get the throw off for out number one.
I don't like that guy.
Not Arise?
Tony, yeah, not Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm fine with him. Arise.
You don't like the play-by-play guy?
No, he's fine too. I forget his name. But he's fine. But I don't like Arise. Arise is a weird and selfish player from some stuff that I've
yeah, he's
I've
very
heard.
Selfish. He broke up Dylan Cease's no-hitter a couple years ago. We hate him.
How dare he? He also tagged first base with the ball.
That's his thing.
Like a whole, look at me. Look how cool and weird I am. Whatever. But yeah, I exult in the fact that he read that one wrong. He was in trouble. What?
Okay, Tony La Russa.
He's kind of a dig me guy. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, baseball police Maddie over here.
No, that's your gig. You're Lawrence McCann. We've established
it's,
that.
It's true. I don't like the sunglasses thing. It really bothers me.
I know.
Because it's like a simple solution to fix that. Like it's right, it's on a statue right outside your ballpark. Yeah. Flip downs. Get yourself some Dwayne Wayne's.
So there was that. And then there's Machado.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said, Tone. Then there's Machado after the game being kind of, in Tanny's words, I haven't heard this yet. Says Machado was being a bag with a local reporter in postgame.
I know it just ended, but how do you assess a season like this?
I mean, what type of question is that, dude? My guy. How do I assess the season? We just lost. How do you think I assess this? How do you think I assess it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
You tell me. What's a loss?
Zero.
We lost. How do you assess it? It's a loss. You lost.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Come on, dude. I mean, you could ask better questions than that. Let's go. Come on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, wait till the last second to ask that question. Come on, bro. No better than that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's nothing wrong with that question.
He wasn't talking about the game. He's talking about the season.
It's a long year. You played well, and then you didn't in a short sample.
And this seems to be a thing with the Padres. It's kind of how it goes, that they look like a team that could win the World Series, and then they usually fall flat. Mm-hmm. It's kind of their thing.
I mean, Stephen Kwan was asked the exact same question yesterday in Cleveland. And he said, you got to take this as a learning opportunity. You got to take this as one to hold on.
The one thing that no one's talking about, though, with this is the reporter was actually Dustin because they were looking for drops for the, for the 5-5.
You could ask better questions than that. Let's go.
It's the pick six, Tanny. 5-5 hasn't existed in a long time.
That's it, 5-5. That's what they have it labeled as still, yeah. The pick six.
Go get it at Arby's.
Or was it, I got five on it. I get confused. I get easily
That's
confused.
At noon.
Thank you.
I got 5-5 on it.
I will pick six. So what are we going to do at four? We should do something at four. The four pack at four. The four questions like Passover. We can play the Ed Farmer drop.
It kind of feels like it's only, that's narrow casting a little bit.
It really is. Well, yesterday was a big day. For that, you looked around and you're like, let's see who's Jewish today and who's not Jewish
yeah,
today.
And then people popped up,
dude.
After the sun went down, it was great.
I had a friend who broke his fast. You're supposed to fast on Yom Kippur, right? I had a friend who broke his fast in section 221 yesterday.
Hell yeah,
at the ballpark.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
He went there hungry, not having eaten all day. And then as soon as the shadows got across the outfield.
He was like, hey, he's like, sun has gone down. I like the way he thinks.
It's a ballpark sundown. And he broke out a bagel he had brought into the park.
Bring on all the leavened and unleavened bread you can find. Let's keep this thing going. All right, so look, let's not dwell in the negativity of the Padres and whatever it is they got going on. Let's live in the space of the Chicago sports fan needing this and deserving this.
That's the thing. That's the thing I woke up realizing. Just how much fun this series ought to be is that we hate teams from Milwaukee and Wisconsin. We always have. We always will. Bucks and Bulls has been juicy when it takes place. Obviously, the Packers and the Bears is one of the best rivalries in professional sports. I mean, hell, Marquette and DePaul when both teams are good.
Even when they're not. I hate them.
The Milwaukee Brewers are better than you, Cubs organization. You passed the Cardinals in 2015, but then in 2018, the Brewers passed you. And they've had your number. They are the better organization. They are the better team in that division. And they were obviously the best team in baseball this year. What an opportunity for this series. And Chicago sports fans have needed the excitement and good vibes of some success followed by a relevant rivalry series that this should bring. This should be fun as hell. Make sure that you are loud when you get a chance to boo the Brewers and go up there and buy tickets.
Okay, so yeah, I sometimes teams will geofence. I don't know if that's a thing that can happen with the playoffs.
I don't know either. The Brewers did it, though. The Brewers did it just like the Nashville Predators did it to Blackhawks fans.
Which I find to be low rent. Like the idea of, if you have a different zip code, you can't buy tickets to see your team.
I don't know if the Brewers still do that. They did it for a while where an Illinois credit card, you could not buy a certain amount of tickets via MLB.com or what have you. I don't know if they still do that. Wrigley North going to be in effect?
I would imagine, because remember, there are still a lot of Cub fans that do live up there. And then you add in, I don't know what the policy is for postseason tickets, if they're available to everyone, they should be. But then you start thinking about all of the Cubs fans who live closer to that ballpark than their own.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch. Like it might only take you an hour to get to Milwaukee, where if you live in Lake in the Hills or wherever, it takes you 2 hours to get to Wrigley Field because of the traffic snarl.
Well, the other thing, the dynamic that takes place is that season ticket holders who have perhaps been selling their tickets on the secondary market for a lot of the regular season actually end up using their tickets in the postseason. I know that was true at Wrigley. I know that was true at Wrigley this past week. They're like, oh, wow, look at the secondary market. There's not quite as much out there, stuff like that. So maybe Brewers fans who have been selling to Cub fans for regular season series are actually going to use their tickets this time around in the postseason. I'll be interested to see what the mix is. Because often for a Brewers-Cub series, it's what? 60-40 Brewers fans? Something like that. Like, Cub fans represent strong.
I've been
up there for games where it's felt 60-40 Cubs fans. I've been up there for certain games like that, but I'll be shocked if it's not, I don't know, 70-30 Brewers fans. And even that is going to feel like a lot of Cub fans.
Yeah, and whatever the team is, the road team is, their fans in the other stadium are going to be loud. Like, Brewers fans that make it down here, they're going to try and get loud, and there will be the fun shouting down of the opposing fan that goes on. But yes, it is nice that to know that if you're the Cubs, that you will have a traveling band of fans that are looking forward to trying to take that place over.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hope I'm not overstating the Wisconsin-Illinois thing.
No, you're not.
And the Brewers-Cubs ought to feel like that.
I mean, White Sox-Brewers used to be that when they were in the American League together. Yeah,
yes, it's true. That is true.
So, I mean, there's a whole thing.
I've been to a White Sox-Brewers game at Milwaukee County Stadium back in the day when interleague play didn't exist and that was your local rivalry.
And honestly, like the way that not even the fans, but like the citizens of the two states talk about the states. Like, you don't even have to be a Cub fan to have a thought on Wisconsin.
Without a doubt. I love, we asked Nico if he was going to stop at the Mars Cheese Castle. He said, yeah, just to assimilate to the way the locals live, you know, load up on cheese.
There was one more step to that question that we could have asked him, and I'm glad we didn't.
You wanted to.
I really did. Because that there's
it's a third stop that apparently you make sometimes.
No, I'm just saying that's another reason why that's right there across the border.
Fireworks.
And then, of course,
that's Indiana.
There's always the Bong recreational area that's available to you on your way up to Milwaukee.
A lot of those things go together.
Yes, they do. The cheese,
the bong,
the pornography. It all goes together.
I don't like when cheese and pornography mix.
Well, we don't king shame here.
That's true.
If that's what you like.
That's true.
What you like. As long as everyone's consenting, it's all good.
Texter's getting in on this. I got three Cub fans driving up in the morning. So count us down for three. Here's one. We got tickets for Monday already. Here's another. Brewers are still doing that. We were looking at tickets last night. They wouldn't let you buy with an Illinois zip code.
That is messed up. I would have figured the MLB was in charge of that.
I don't even know if is that legal?
Let's not give MLB another thing to have their hands on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They struggle with stuff. They really do. I saw CeCe Sabathia, though, with the commissioner the other day at Wrigley.
CeCe will get him right.
CeCe was wearing a Fear of God baseball jacket. And Fear of God makes excellent stuff. I didn't know they made baseball stuff. I didn't know they had a partnership.
So you're in on that?
Yeah, looked good. Good.
CeCe has become quite the ambassador of the game, man. I like when guys kind of lean into their unk phase when they're done, and he's been one of the guys that's done it. Locally, Cliff Floyd is like that. Like, he's totally leaned into being baseball uncle around here and, like, helping you figure some stuff out about what's going on with the game. It's beautiful.
Man, it's interesting. So baseball uncle, is that in terms of, like, you know, local access, like if you need somebody to teach your kid how to hit, he'll connect it that way?
No, guys that just want to give back to the game. So like Cliff Floyd, CeCe, Curtis Granderson, baseball uncle, like in all the ways with Curtis Granderson where he is doing that.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Hey, let me build these diamonds over here at my alma mater.
Curtis is doing that in the community.
But I like seeing some of the guys like peek their heads out to like talk about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that more of the recent retirees feel comfortable being out here and sharing what it is that they know about the game, whether it's online or doing videos or talking about at bats, like seeing that there's stuff that, that they can share that, that people actually want.
I really love when the former players come out to hang for these games of consequence.
Yeah, it was wild to see Jake Arrieta just around.
Yeah, and Jake Arrieta told the Midday Show the other day that he wanted the Cubs to finish it in two because he was leaving the next morning. And then there's the seventh inning stretch yesterday in game three.
There he is.
And there's Jake Arrieta. So he did not leave. Ryan Dempster, I'm told, talked him into sticking around and also being a part of the stretch.
And you had like the civic pride thing going on. The Blackhawks were at game two.
Game two.
And they may have been there for game three. The Bears were at game two and three. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, was like, hey, my guys have got the weekend off.
Yeah.
I've got the weekend off. Or he probably only gave himself the night off. The night off. I'm going to grab my family and we're going to go see a Cubs playoff game because I don't have a game to get ready for this weekend.
Well, and we know that Ben's history, his love affair with Chicago was that he and his family and he and his wife had been doing a Cubs trip every year.
Yep.
Leading up to this particular hiring cycle. That was part of his Chicago desires, where that he has a relationship with the city and with Wrigley. So that's awesome.
How cool is that it plays out in year one of your coaching tenure, where maybe it's in the back of your mind, it's on the list, but it's way down on the list of reasons why you choose the Bears.
Yeah.
But it's on it. And then that first season, you're like, oh, bleep.
Wait a minute.
Cubs are playing a playoff game of consequence? I'm going.
In our bye week?
Yeah.
Where you can get away with going there?
Yeah. The stars aligned and everything.
That nobody with a sane mind in the entire sports radio universe would be upset with the Bears going there. Nobody would be upset.
Well, one person.
All right, one guy.
Well, we'll see what happens. If they lose against Washington next week, we can go all the way back to the Bears being at games two and three of the wild card.
Ten days earlier.
And that's why their run game doesn't work.
Why weren't they working on the run game? And why were they wearing vests when they went to games two and three?
And the Blackhawks return to the ice next Tuesday, NHL opening night against the defending champion Florida Panthers at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on ESPN. Triple header that night. Penguins, Rangers, Avalanche, Kings. Ben, I know you got an opinion on this. Panthers three-peat this year? What do you think?
If you say so. I mean, good luck to them. Are you asking if I'm going to be watching?
No, you'll be watching, of course, because you work for ESPN. You'll be watching Friday night. I'm
sure there is zero.
He said there was zero chance that he was going to be watching. And I laughed out loud because you're running the promo because it's ABC ESPN.
Did you see later the next day, Freddie Fermin blocked a ball in the dirt, the Padres catcher, and Ben McDonald says, that's a great save.
Kick save and a beaut. Yes.
He knew what he was doing.
Someone made that phone call.
Beavis Batman came up on him and said, don't you ever say that again.
I mean, the ESPN hockey music is iconic, though.
I'll say this. It's always so weird when the TV crew is a hodgepodge mix of national people after you've been with your locals the whole time. I thought it was really smart to have Kevin Brown there with his partner, Ben McDonald.
I thought they were pretty good.
I think Kevin Brown is outstanding. And Ben McDonald, better than I realized. And the fact that they come equipped with a pre-existing chemistry, it was really comfortable. They had legit conversations.
Drop Jess in there, too.
Absolutely.
And have a little bit of fun. And I like that it had a different... I like that Ben McDonald has a different sound as a color analyst,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that it played. I thought it played well.
I thought Kevin's very confident and very willing to say, that's a terrible call, and the ABS system is coming next year. Things like that. Or like, that is horrendous base running, or whatever. Like, Kevin Brown is not afraid to call it as he sees it in the moment. For a young broadcaster, very impressive.
You're excited about who's calling this series, though, right?
On the TV?
Isn't Ron Darling calling?
Ron Darling is on color for Turner. That is true. You know who's doing the radio call up the dial?
Pat and Ron?
No, that's the radio call.
That's the only radio call that I'm aware of.
I won't reference the other one then.
All right. Good idea.
He's a pal, though, and I'm glad he's going to be local. Once again.
Is it Boog Chombi?
It is! It is!
Oh, wow.
And he's the number one radio guy. So Dodgers and Phillies is a higher profile. But
maybe you want to stay at home.
I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.